This research institution has established demonstration plots in 6 sub-counties hosting refugees in Arua and Adjumani so as to disseminate technology to the refugees and host communities. Dickson Egama is a soil technician with Abizadi.
And so these demos are established within these communities to improve on the coexistence of refugees and nationals in these areas. Because through this coexistence, we have also learned that the farmers participating in these demos are lending out land to their counterpart, their refugee counterpart. And so that way, the refugees are able to access land.
Maurice Radriga, an extension worker with this research institution, however, says interventions are needed in handling weather pattern, which seems to be a problem in the technology transfer.
The rainfall pattern of this year was not favoring. That's why you are seeing some of the plots. They are not to the expectation, otherwise or else we could get a lot of things here. That's why you have seen some plots of onion. They already harvested because we cannot now proceed to second season with onion because it takes some good months on the nursery bed.
Jude Asiko, the sub-county chairman of Omugwarua district, encourages farmers to embrace the introduced technologies.
I believe if all farmers can come to this site and they learn the agronomic methods NARO is trying to put in this demo site, definitely we'll have better yields in our various fields.
According to Abizadi, more sub-counties are expected to benefit from this technology if this current piloting project succeeds.